This entire Lent, I have shared with you my range of feelings as I've marched through these 40 days. This year has been an entirely new Lenten experience for me, starting with that desert experience at the beginning of Lent, asking in my grief, if you were the Son of God, finding comfort as I walked through these 40 days with all of you, understanding and experiencing the forgiveness, the mercy of God, coming to prepare myself once more for the starkness of this week to come. So in yet another self-disclosure, in my previous life, I remember always hating Palm Sunday. Because frankly, it was the longest mass that I remember. And when in my Catholic faith, when it was on its back burner, so distant and so disconnected was I from my faith, that there were some years that I would actually wander into church on Sunday, not even realizing what week it was. And there were some times when I'd be disappointed because I'd be stunned that it was Palm Sunday and I didn't know it. And I knew this would be one long mass. But I also, at that time, I liked Palm Sunday because I would return with a souvenir, proof that I had gone to that mass. The palm is a sort of a medal that I endured the marathon Palm Sunday mass. Plus, I liked how palms felt in my hand as I was listening. But I was not one of those that I considered of particularly thin moral fabric. People who would run in, grab a palm, and run out, claiming the medal without the work of attending the mass. But this year, where I have had to work through the feelings I've carried into the season, and in light of those and reading these Palm Sunday readings, everything had new meaning for me. The confusion we hear, we start in Hosanna and end in mockery and death. A king and a convict, all in one liturgy, is exactly the life trip that we all make. We start Lent with great hope and ambition. We are going to fast, we're going to abstain, we're going to reconcile. And in those early days of Lent, like the people we heard about in our very first gospel reading, we process into Lent in joy, confident that our willpower will be helpful and we will be able to sacrifice to God. But sometime during those 40 days, like the people of Jerusalem do, we become tired, disenfranchised, disheartened, and maybe even a little bit angry at our own lack of will, of our own self-demands for perfection that have failed. And around this time in our failure, we cry out, I tried, God, what do you want from me? If we haven't sunken back into our previous way of life by Palm Sunday, many of us are holding on by the skin of our teeth. So on top of this being a long liturgical celebration, we don't often come to Palm Sunday in the best of moods. And then in the Mass, we're presented with this whole process in a condensed form. Palm Sunday, to me, should be called Recap Sunday, for it is the entire Lenten experience in miniature, a 40-day event compressed in one liturgy. What happened in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago, where the crowd goes from joy to revulsion of Jesus in 1 week, is compressed for us today in a little over an hour. All our Lenten work comes to its high point today in this liturgy. All our preparations are complete. The recipe has been followed. The table has been set. The meal is ready. The remodeling of our egos through Lent is done. But we have paid the price. Our plates, we notice, have a few cracks in them. We see that our meal isn't quite as tasty as we remembered. And our remodeling reveals some shoddy work. In this, our weakened state on Palm Sunday, humbled by our Lenten attempts at self-restraint, we are startled into following the parade and are thrust into Calvary. At the end of our Lenten journey, we are tired, we're a bit lost, we're hungry, and our defenses are lowered. We have witnessed more of our real selves during these 40 days and now lay exposed to our own eyes and everyone else's. And to that real self, unveiled during Lent, that this liturgy represents, it brings you to your vulnerability and it steps to the Passion. To ask, will you carry palms for Jesus? Will you have enough courage to walk with Jesus from this moment forward? Will you help carrying his cross and from this day forward carry your own? Or will you take home the souvenirs of your encounter with Christ and then you'll throw them away at the first time things get hot and you'll run back to the safety of who you were before your Lenten journey began and then miss everything that these 40 days were about? Have you died a little during Lent so that you can live more fully? Where were you when they crucified my Lord?